And we are officially back. Welcome to Loose Lips Cabaret. Do it like it's your B-day. Do it like it's your B-day. Well, all your desires will be fulfilled.
Maybe.
It depends. Very conditional desires. But this is your girl, Lo.
This is your girl, Deb Cakes.
And welcome to Loose Lips Podcast, Season 5, y'all. First episode.
We is back.
Let me go ahead and do a disclaimer. Please do not go on YouTube looking for this episode. It will not be up. This will be an audio-only episode. And we will explain why later, because we have some things coming up. But as always, we start off our episodes with a petty positive. I know Debbie has a petty positive. I do too. But I'll start.
So, I don't even know the positive.
Your apartment is still standing.
Yes.
That's the positive. So my petty positive for the week is drug dealers. For some reason, when Black men become drug dealers, y'all think y'all are Italian or Hispanic. You start baptizing yourself with names like the Don, El Jefe, Poppy,
El Chapo.
You start acting like y'all are the mafia. The positive is y'all are getting creative, I guess. The petty is you can just be yourself. You can just be Black. You can just be a Black drug dealer. You could be Marquise from the Alphabet Street. You can be Daquan from over there on 62nd because you're not from 63rd. You don't have to baptize yourself as the Don. You don't see Italian mobsters running around here calling themselves Big Meat. You don't see El Chapo saying he's such and such from such. He's El Chapo. You know, he's not saying he's Black Mafia family. He's El Chapo. You know, so y'all can just be a Black drug dealer. You don't have to baptize yourself and become Mexican or Italian, okay? I just want y'all to know that you could be Marquise from the Alphabet Street, and it's okay. It's okay. And that's it. That's my petty positive, and I'm going to stick beside it.
Yeah, I don't have a petty positive. I just can't make this shit up.
I'm just glad we made it tonight, because, yes, so glad Debbie was in a real live horror movie. It was a short film. It's a very short film, but, you know, most Black folks don't survive horror movies, and they survive.
I had a friend, child, come over. And I literally left him and my son here probably about 30, 45 minutes. I had to go get my daughter from work, and she had to stop by the store on our way back. I come back home. Everybody is exactly where they were when I left. The friend was laying on the couch. Kaden was in the room playing the game. We done fixed plates. I asked him if he wanted anything to eat. He says, no. He fits a grilled cheese sandwich. Kaden then proceeds to tell me that they had to sit the toaster outside. Well, why is the toaster outside? Because they fixed the grilled cheese sandwich inside the fucking toaster. Okay, why?
Y'all can't see me, but I'm shaking my head.
Why would you put the fucking grilled cheese sandwich in the toaster? Like, Kaden, you know better. That, I'm like, okay, whatever. Everybody's okay. Y'all, I done fixed our plate. Everybody's eating. I've ate. By this time, he's gone. The friends, they came pick him up. He's gone. Me and the kids are eating, watching Raising Kanan. And I go in the kitchen, because now it's nighttime. I'm putting the food up. And I'm like, what's this red stuff? And I was like, Kanan, what's this red stuff in the sink? And he was like, what red stuff? I don't know what you're talking about. I can't even talk. God damn. I picked the dish rag up at the sink because somebody has put it in the drain, like in the sink. Y'all, there was candle fucking wax. Somebody had poured a candle down my drain. A candle, like a candle down my drain. Okay. So now I'm asking questions. At first he said he didn't do it. He finally told the truth and he did do it. What possessed you? Well, what happened was he had decided he was bored and he wanted to burn some tissue. And when it started burning and catching on fire, he decided he was going to put the candle down and drain. And I never even knew because he set the candle back on the table, y'all. When I walked in the house, he was laid up on the couch wrapped up in the blanket like he was when I left. Like, I never even would have thought that anything had happened while I was gone. Like, the day was so calm. It was, everybody was so calm. Then I was trying to figure out how the fuck am I going to get, y'all, I had to scrape candle. Like, literally, I mean, there was a candle in my hand trying to scrape candle out my drain. I was going to put some Drano in there, but luckily, low stop, it was like, make sure you can do that. So for anybody out there in the world who ever gets candle wax pulled down their drain, do not use Drano. It's going to have a chemical reaction. Don't do it. Use acetone or alcohol. I actually ran hot water on the hottest setting that I have on my spigot, and it actually melted the rest of it that was in the sink, and it started melting down the pipe. I then pour acetone down my pipes. The candle wax is gone that I can see. So I guess the positive is, like Lo said, I still have an apartment. Like, me and my kids just have somewhere to lay our head at tonight. The petty is, this fucker really put candle wax down my sink.
Was in the house with Chucky. And it was a short film, and most Black folks don't survive horror movies, and I'm just very glad that they did. Because this little nigga went on a rampage. He did. This is why I'm not keen to watching nobody else's kids unless I know, like, your kid for real, like I've had a long relationship with them. But, like, some outsiders, I need to do a background check on you. I need to run your credit check. I need 3 references before you can come over here. Because he lucky he did that at Debbie's house and not mine, because we all be on the news right now. It was crazy.
Make it make sense, Lord.
It was
make
crazy.
It make sense.
But yes, I'm so glad y'all survived. That's the positive. And
I will survive.
Another petty positive is us. You know, we always claim we're gonna record early. We're gonna record early. We're not gonna be up late at night recording. Here we are on a Sunday to bring out this episode at 9:15 p.m. Knowing we old, it's past my bedtime.
It says mine too.
But we had already pushed it back another 2 weeks because we really had to get together. We got some stuff in the works that's coming, but we're gonna talk about that towards the end of the show. Right now, we're just gonna play catch up because the last time y'all talked to us, y'all heard from us, it was back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And so much has happened since then. I have cussed out so many people between June and now. It's not even funny.
Well, since June, I'm back outside, y'all.
He outside, y'all. Thank God.
Your girl is back, I guess, in the streets. I guess they didn't want me, honey. They sent me back to the streets, I guess. That's what you want to call it.
No, we came to pick you up because you ain't need to be at that location you was at anyway. You didn't need to be there anyway, so we just came and picked you up.
No, everything happened for a reason. You know what? At the end of the day, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't.
Exactly. Oh,
and I'm back outside, but I really be on the inside, but I'm outside.
Well, I'm back in Facebook jail, everybody.
As always.
And I think we was in the middle of starting season four, about to end season four, I went to Facebook jail. And now to get into season 5, but this time it wasn't my fault, but I had to do what I had to do. I had to call somebody out on Facebook. I normally don't do that, but you was begging for some attention. But see, they got in their feelings and they reported my page, y'all, for bullying, harassing. Of course, Facebook don't really do any investigation. They just shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm at my halfway house again, Twitter, but they trying to shut me down over there too. So catch me on IG. But when I get out of Facebook jail, I'm coming in hot, okay? Because it's about to be my birthday too. So I get released a week before my birthday. So yeah. So what have we been up to?
Oh, I turned 35 while we was gone, y'all.
Yes,
I had a whole birthday.
It was Deborah's birthday. She turned 35.
Single.
Listen, I refuse to settle. I refuse to settle. It's so many people. Speaking of settling, I think I'm going to save this story for the new platform we're going to be going to, because this is a juicy story.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm going to say, it involves me, a man, and his wife.
And a dog.
And his wife, a.k.a. the dog. We can call her that, because she needs to be put on a leash.
She does.
She needs to be put on a leash. And ladies, let me just say this. If you catch your man cheating, you're supposed to go to your man.
Because
a bitch like me will leave you crying at 10 a.m.
You're not crying at 10.
And we're going to say that for the other platform, because it's too juicy.
It's good details.
It's very juicy. You sound like, I can see Debbie, y'all. Y'all can't see her, but you sound like you laying down. You sound muffled. Prop yourself up for something.
Hey, y'all, I'm back.
You sound real comfortable. You sound like y'all about to go to sleep on y'all.
Yo, I bought some melatonin last night, right? Mm-hmm. It says estrogen on the bottle.
You taking it tonight?
I took some last night, bitch. I slept so good.
Let's not even talk about. So good. Let's not even talk about my night / morning.
I got a burp.
Let go. Ooh, okay, let go. So what have we been doing? So you know, the Delta variant is around her and her Lyme sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
back in school?
Kids are back in school, so we know we had to do that.
We're kind of sort of.
Our kids are teenagers, so you know, Debbie's oldest works, my two work, so you know. Schedules have been crazy, hectic. Life
has been crazy.
Has been crazy, and all that good stuff. And it was, we needed this break. Hell, probably need another break.
Cause I definitely been hollering. I need another vacation.
Listen, I can't wait for my vacation. But I know once my vacation is up, I'm gonna need another one after that.
I have to tell y'all about my birthday excursions on the platform.
Yes, we still gonna give you juicy stuff here, but the juicy stuff is gonna be on another platform.
Yeah, you got to pay to play, baby.
Exactly, and I be telling these dudes that in real life too. Like when they be approaching me, be like, they want to talk to me. What's the benefits? It's just like a job. What's the benefits? Do I get paid time off, sick time, incentives?
Listen. Not only that, this season, especially with the platform stuff, I'm gonna open up a little bit more this season.
Yes,
because y'all know that I think since the beginning of the season, it's a lot of stuff that I don't like. Y'all will be surprised half the shit that really goes on in my life.
Debbie, listen, we get on this show, and I'm up here just looking like the evil Marvel villain, just running rampant in these streets. And Debbie is looking like a cast member from Seventh Heaven every episode. And I just be sitting there in my head like, if y'all really knew, I'm really not the villain. I'm not.
I swear to God, if I was to ever write a book about half of the shit that happens in my life, y'all would be like,
first of all, I've been tweeting Mona Scott to get her ass down here, baby, okay? Because the shit that goes on... First of all, Debbie would be that loving hip hop cast member that would be on every city, because she's got some ish in every city. But Mona don't want to listen to me. I'm telling her, bring her cameras. Like, honestly, like what goes on within Charlotte, Anderson, and Greenville, I got nothing on none of them cities Mona cameras be in, I promise y'all.
Because if I ain't involved, I can tell y'all what the fuck is going on.
She's involved in every. If they draw like one of them diagrams and they had them lines, everything goes back to Debbie. She's the alpha and the omega, the beginning and the end. Yes, it starts and ends with her. That's why Mona needs to bring her cameras down here, because honestly, you can't make it up. And I'm so ready for her to start spilling her tea. Because I'm tired of looking like, I'm tired of looking like the one when it's not really me.
But the crazy thing is, y'all, I just be trying to do right by people. I be trying to do right by people. I try to give what I be expecting to get back. And the shit just don't always work. I always end up getting the shit sick.
I'm sitting up here on this Zoom call looking like I just ran away from the Underground Railroad and they interviewed me. I'm giving a confessional about slavery.
Oh, God.
I heard you. But no, it's the, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just live by a different motto.
There's
nothing wrong with Debbie's motto at all.
I don't get it, y'all. I don't get it. Like, half the shit that happened to me in relationships, I just be like, but bitch, what the fuck? Like, I was like, you damned if you do. Like, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
I'm truly convinced that men claim they don't like crazy women. We all know that's a lie. Men love a crazy woman. But we shouldn't have to get to that point. I should not be stabbing you for you to be looking at me in my eyes like I love you. It's too late. Yeah. I'm stabbing you.
I'm stabbing you, nigga. You was on the edge. You holding on to your life by a thread.
But you want
to
kiss me. I'm stabbing you.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I swear to God. I feel like, honestly, if I was the same person I was before I met my son's daddy, it would just be different. Like, I was a totally different person back then. I really was just like, fuck this shit. Like, it is what the fuck it is. And keep it motherfucking moving. It was nothing to me. Like, I didn't get emotionally attached to people. It was just like, whatever the fuck. Like, whatever. And I guess I got older and wanted something different. So I felt like if you want something different, when you want something different, you have to have different, go about it differently.
Well, maybe,
and I felt like I've done that, and that maybe I'm just doing it with the wrong motherfucker. Like,
yeah, no, you definitely are doing it with the wrong people. That's why you gotta pray for discernment, because what you're doing is not wrong. It's just when you're at the wrong address, it just don't work. And the thing is, you know, with the last one, he was like kind of straight laced. Like, you know, we only work well with reformed felons, people that's been in the field. Yeah. Now we need the non-act. We don't need the active duty. Okay.
Yes.
We need the non-active duty. Okay. The ones that's like the Coast Guard, or no, the National Guard. Sometimes you get called into the field. You know, I understand if you got to go once a year. Understand if you got to go once a year. But no, I can't do straight laced men. I just can't.
I feel like with this last situation, like the shit that really just was an end all for us, I feel like if it had been with a hood nigga, it would have been so different. Because he would have told me, bro, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'll be there in a minute. Do you want me to bring you something to eat on the way there? Like, because you tripping.
Hood love is definitely a different love. Like, I feel like these straight-laced dudes, first and foremost, feel like they're the prize and they need to be chased and you need to do this, that, and the other and woo 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 woo.
Okay, so let me say this about being chased. Okay, so L'Oreal is the one that goes to the gym and she's in shape. I'm too motherfucking out of shape for that shit. I can't chase nobody.
Even though I'm in shape, I'm not chasing no man.
I can't do it.
That's one thing I'm not chasing. You stay right where you
are.
That's
one thing about it. There are options.
A lot of them.
There are options.
And even though I look like Harriet Tubman right now, when I clean up.
Like, and I think people don't really understand that these days. That people are with you by choice. Not because they have to be. At our age, I feel like at our age, I can handle shit on my own.
Well, disclaimer, I'm not necessarily people with people because they need to be. They just want to stay in a relationship.
I don't want to say I'm in a relationship that bad.
Yeah.
Definitely. And what I will say about this past situation, like, maybe it just wasn't for me. Maybe I felt like this was it for me. I ain't gonna say maybe I felt like it was it for me. Like, I felt like this was it for me. Like, I could have honestly, like I told him at this point, like, it just kind of fucked me up a little bit, because like I literally was ready to do life with you. Like,
yeah, Debbie was ready to hang up her player card, y'all. I mean,
like, I got cussed out so much within the last year. I done got cussed out so much.
But I get it, because I was right where you was at last year.
Yeah.
So I get it. Now it's just, fuck these niggas. We ball.
I'm just like so,
I just be straight honest with these dudes. I'm not affectionate. I'm not caring. I'm not about to cook for you. I'm barely going to listen to you. So what's good?
Yeah. Like, my best friend was just like, you know, my best friend and my son's aunt, like, we talked, me and her talked for a while, and they were just both just like, you know, your kids are getting older, you're going to be in the house by yourself soon, like, you need to date. And I'm like, honestly, I'm tired. Like, bro. And the crazy thing is, after doing the 7 years in the relationship that I was in, I was single for what, 3, 4? Because I've been here now with almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just seriously started dating possibly like two and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those situations were some bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Like, when I tell y'all, if I'm gonna have to give y'all the tea on both of these relationships.
And see, that's okay. So you've been up in Charlotte for 6 years, and that's when I was coming out of my situation with Fat Ass. So I've been single for 6 years, but I don't consider myself seriously dating anyone until last year, because I was so adamant and not dealing with someone that possessed the same qualities as Fat Ass, and I ended up dealing with somebody who had the same qualities as Fat Ass, except he had fat ankles because he got gout. So, but I felt like it was a lesson, like, I guess trying to see if I truly learn. And so that's like right now, like, I ain't even trying to seriously date anyone. Like, I had this one dude who keeps popping up, like Chucky in a horror movie that I've been dealing with for like 20 years, and he just pops up like a little light-skinned demon, and I just be like, I'm like Debbie, I'm tired, I don't have time to lie. That's why I tell my friend, I don't cook, I don't clean, I don't listen. Well, I clean my house, but I ain't clean for y'all. I don't do none of that.
I cook. Listen, what you tell me today when I was saying I was going to cook today? And you was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you.
It just makes me so, I was like, I don't see how you do it. It just makes me so tired. Like, my anxiety flares up when I got to pull out a pot and put some water in it. Like, who wants to do that?
I like to cook. I like to cook.
Now, I mean, I can cook, but I just, who wants to do that? I mean, I'll clean up the kitchen, but I'm not about to be cooking and stuff. Like, I done did all this work, and now you want me to go in here and fry up some chicken and make you a baked mac and cheese, and you want some homemade sweet tea and some cornbread. Then I got to clean up the kitchen. Then you want me to listen to you about your day and rub on you. Pick one.
And then you got to suck a dick. And
if I'm cooking, I ain't doing it. No. Do it yourself.
Yo.
Do it yourself. I just
can't. At this point, I think I done forgot how to sleep.
It's like riding a bike.
I
want to so bad. It's been, what month we in? August? Going on September? Yeah, it's been since June.
I don't think I know how to do it anymore.
I'm saving my skills for a special one. I'm right now, I'm in the process of re-virgitizing myself. I don't know if that's a word.
I'm
getting back in touch with the virgin me. Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it on the platform.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a very interesting break, people. We've been on.
Debbie,
so if y'all ever watched the show Have and Have Not, you know, the Mama Hannah, she cried every episode, every season. That was Debbie.
Oh my God. How long did I cry? About 3 weeks?
Bitch, you cried longer than them flood waters was open with no one there.
God, no. I think everything made me cry. Like, I could see something and I would just cry.
But that's I could hear something
and I would cry. Like, y'all don't understand.
You had to get it out your system, because now that it's out your system, you don't even care now.
Yeah, like, bruh.
You got to catch us when we care, because once we don't care no more,
it's a wrap. Yeah. I'm definitely different. And a lot of my friends have been just like, it was good to see the side of you. Because they haven't seen it. Like, you're usually that, when it comes to guys, you like, fuck it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it motherfucking moving. But I think I with this one, I definitely gave it.
You did.
Crazy thing is, I feel like so much shit would have been so much different had the energy and the openness I gave this relationship, mm-hmm. had I did that with the one before, I think it would have been different.
Who was before him?
W. The mayor himself.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it would have been different. In the beginning, I think it would have been different.
Maybe.
Because
the mayor is a character himself. I don't know. It might have, but the mayor is the mayor.
I think before, when I was just trying to be like, oh, we just friends.
Oh, yeah.
I think in the frame when he was really trying.
You wasn't.
And I wasn't. I was trying to be like, because I'm definitely one of those people that don't really express my feelings a lot. So, like, my male best friend told me, like, bruh, how many times do a nigga gotta ask you how you feel about him before you start feeling like you just using him for things?
I mean, sometimes that's all they're good for.
Like, so yeah. I think, honestly, if things would have been different, I will say this. I had a conversation with one of my homegirls, and I said, I think I learned from both of those relationships, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with, we'll call him Mr. W. That's what we'll call him this season.
Mr. W.
I feel like with him, it made me be like, damn, it is dope to have a partner. Like, especially if it's somebody that you can have fun with, you can do business with. Like, if that's what it is, shit, I'm game. Like, it made me want to be in a relationship again. Like, it made me want that. Like, it made me desire that.
You definitely spoke very highly of Mr. W.
Yeah. Like, it really made me be like, damn, like, it really is somebody out here that really got my back through whatever. Like,
yeah,
me and him just connected on a whole nother level. Like, he really kind of brought out the soft side of me that I really didn't think I had. And at that point, I was really like, fuck these motherfucking niggas. Like, niggas drop them draws type shit. But when that shit kind of just went left, I think the openness that I had with him, I felt like, okay, this time when you go into this situation, kind of be a little bit more upfront, like, kind of be a little bit more open and not so reserved and laid back, like, you don't care.
Because
I have had males tell me in the past that you cold-hearted, like, you don't show emotions. So people say that you don't care.
That's just a defense mechanism. Because once you get your hand burned one time, you ain't going back to the stove, put your hand back on there again.
Hell to the no.
Mm-mm. But at least you was able to. Yeah, and you know yourself that you're able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just now you gotta do it with someone who's gonna reciprocate. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like after all the shit settled with me and Mr. W, like, we're still really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know without a shadow that I can pick my phone up and call, and this motherfucker's gonna be there.
He definitely.
he gonna
stick beside him.
He mine. Well, yeah. No, he not really mine.
He's
somebody else. Mine. At this point,
you may have had him once, but I got him
all the time. But like, I think he's gonna be a life friend. He's definitely a life friend.
Like, well, one, I commend that, because this is you know, all last year, I was just on this show putting my business out in the streets, and Debbie was just sitting there like, yeah, girl, what I think you should do. My thing is, because, you know, for me, and y'all was out there just praying for me.
But honey, yeah. They should have been sending some prayers my way.
But hey, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Because, like, okay, so the light skinned demon that I'm referring to, we'll call him Mr. D. I just don't know. And I told him, I was like, I really feel like you still think we're the teenagers when we first met.
Mm.
We are not those people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We are not, like, you can't keep doing what we can't keep, like, you can't text me and it take you 3 hours later to reply back to me, like, no, sir, I'm off to the next.
Right.
I'm off to the next. And then you say you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And then you don't do it. And then he knows, he even said, you get mad at me and you don't talk to me for 2 years. You right.
Yo, I seen a TikTok that was like, no call, no show, new hoe.
Exactly. Like, who's that? And like you said earlier, people have options. I have so many options, but I feel like if he was to do what he's supposed to do, that him and I could possibly work. But like I said, mm-hmm. I think he just needs to stick with those young girls that want him for his money.
I just feel like, I don't know, like, I'm just, do I have people that I can date?
I say date them all. Date them all.
I had that conversation with Kaden's aunt. Mm-hmm. And I said, my only thing is, at this point in life, I feel like we date with a purpose. Like, mm-hmm. we date with the intent, too. And I don't think that I have the energy. And I know everybody always say, you just have to date people and blah, 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 blah. But I feel like if I'm going to date somebody, it's going to be somebody with potential. So how do you date? And I think we've had this topic before mm-hmm. on the show. How do you date multiple people with potential and then be like, oh, well, we're 6 months down the line, sir. It's great, but it's just, how do you just cut somebody off like that? You know how I am anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know how I am.
It will work for me. I mean, well, honestly, the way that you are, you probably can't date them all. But I don't want you to put all your eggs in one basket, though, either. Because that's the thing that a lot of us women do. We put all mm-hmm. of our eggs in one basket. When these men aren't, they going down all the shopping aisles and looking mm-hmm. for substitutes. If this egg don't work, but we put our eggs in one basket and then we don't work out, we sitting there with pie on our face.
Right. And tissue in our hand.
Yeah. And on the phone crying. Like, I can't believe him. So it's just, you would just have to figure out what works for you, because who you are, your makeup, you can't date them all.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I just don't want you to put all your eggs in one basket. Now, me, I will date you all. I will block you all too. I don't care.
I will date you in the lucky. Y'all, the crazy thing is about this situation, I think I had talked to you in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
When all this happened, and she was like, bro, I had a dream about you twice that you was crying. So I was just like, let me check on
you. Yeah, because why are you in my, like, literally, y'all, like, and I pay attention to my dreams. And, like, literally, I had two dreams back to back that Debbie was crying. I was like, why the fuck are you in my dream, bitch? I'm trying to sleep. Why are you over here crying and looking at me? I'm like, shit, let me call her right quick, because why is she in my dreams? And sure enough,
honey,
baby girl was crying.
Yeah,
so, I'm just glad that she got it out of her system, and
because
mm-hmm. Life is too short for me to be trying to heal and cry over somebody. And no,
right,
I'll heal in heaven. Right now, fuck it, we ball.
Oh god,
life is too short. Life is too short, because sometimes I sit here and I'm like, I literally have been single for 6 years, but it's been by choice, because I just don't want to just
deal with anybody. I feel like I was better off.
Yeah.
Like, my best friend was just like, you don't want to date? And I said, I think, honestly, at this point, where I am right now, like, I don't want to date. Like, I don't know what the fuck I want to do, but I don't want to know.
I don't
want to
be with your nappy-headed son.
Like, yeah, I just know. I think I just need to go back into my shell that I was in. And like, I seen this meme, it was just like I'm with the flirt and shit until you be like, when I'm gonna see you.
Yeah, fake my death.
Woo!
Fake my death. Because like some of the best things that have happened in my life is when I've been single. Some of the worst things that have happened in my life is when I've been in a relationship. And so it's like, if I can't find someone that I'm able to achieve great things with, then what's the point of dealing with you? Point blank, period. And that's on Lord don't give a damn. At all.
Like, I'm okay with the whole hang. I'm not gonna say I'm okay with I'm okay with having drinks or hanging out. Like last week, it was the hanging out, the Uno, the hookah, the drinks. The platform is coming. We'll tell y'all all about that on the platform. Yes. So it's just like, yeah, I can do all of those things. But when it comes to actually dating somebody at this point, nah, I can't.
So, I'm just, first of all, I've already sold my womb to somebody. So.
And she's already hired me to move in.
Yeah, so trust me, y'all, when that happens, pray for me.
Yeah.
But
it's been a crazy few months that we've been gone, y'all. A lot of shit done went down.
It has. And so let's go ahead and talk about it because, like I told Debbie earlier, I had somebody message me. It was like, what topics y'all got coming up on the show? And I told them, hold on, somebody messaging me. These niggas, they know we recording. So, the new platform that we're going to be on, first of all, we're still going to be on Apple. We're still going to be on Spotify. We're still going to be on all the platforms that we're currently on right now. But we are headed to Patreon, people. Okay? And that's where all the stuff is going to go down. We got some segments that we've come up with. We have different tiers. We have 4 tiers. Please don't ask me what they are right now because I do shit and I forget what I do. And
I have to write it down.
And I have to write it down. And I'm trying to figure out, maybe I have it in the handy dandy notepad. Because we have, yes, I have it here. Ooh. We have 4 tiers. The first tier is called Friends. On this tier, you'll get early access to our new episodes. That's all you're going to get on that tier. And the episode will be audio only. That tier is $3. We made it very affordable, people. Our second tier is called Lovers. On this tier, you're going to get early access. So let me just say this. On all the tiers, you get early access to the brand new regular episode. But the more you pay, you'll get extra stuff. So on tier 2, not only are you going to get access to the episode early, but we have a new segment that I call Breaking Down the Lyrics, which I think this is going to be fun because half the time we don't know what the fuck you rappers be saying. So me and Debbie,
so now we get to break this shit down.
And we're going to break down the lyrics and figure out what's going on. So that tier is $6. The third tier is called Sneaky Link. Sneaky Link. Sneaky Link. So on that tier, you're going to get everything that's on tier 1 and 2. And we also have another segment on that tier called I Tried It. And that tier is produced by Debbie. And we're going to sit and talk about some stuff that we tried and let y'all know if we like it or not.
Hold on, pause before you get to tip 4. Y'all, I bought my first sex toy.
And I'm so ready for her to give us the review.
I ain't used it.
Never mind. Never mind.
I ain't using it.
Never mind.
How long have I had it?
A minute. You've had it long enough to do what you need to do.
I think the day that I was going to use it was when all the shit went down with the team.
But that's when you should have used it. That's when you should have used it right then and there. So the 4th tier is We Go Together. That tier is $12. You get everything through 1 and 3. And then also on this tier, we're going to do some items of the week that we like. And we're also, it's Loose Lips Podcast. And it would not be Loose Lips Podcast if we didn't do some sex reviews. And these are my from our own sexual experiences that we recently have had on some sex toys or whatever it may be. Or y'all can send us in your reviews and you can be anonymous and we will talk about it on those tiers. Okay. And if you have any ideas that y'all would like for us to add to these tiers, you could always let us know. This is our first time on Patreon, so we're just trying to give y'all some different stuff and some juicy, juicy tea that we may not give on the regular episodes. We're going to put it on Patreon. So we'll let y'all know when Patreon will drop, which I'm hoping it'll drop in 2 weeks. Me and Debbie had a great staff meeting, but of course, like always, I forget everything. But I wrote it down. So it's in my handy dandy notebook.
Amen, Father.
So I am excited about Patreon. I am excited because I have some stuff that I tried and I didn't like. I don't have a sex review right now, but after my birthday, hopefully I have one.
So you have one. Hopefully I'm trying to get y'all one soon.
Yeah. Or I might say I tried your boyfriend and I did not like
him.
I did not like him. I sent him back. I did not like it. I hate it here. Mm-mm.
Say this shit should have been for the street.
Should I threw him in the street. Okay. And I hope he got hit. So yeah, so we're doing it. We also have a number of topics that we're going to bring to our regular episodes. We're working on getting these guests because some of these topics we just can't discuss by ourselves. We have to bring people in that's actually in that world that can give us details about it. Shout out to y'all. Our most listened to episode from last season is the couple that came on, the open couple.
Yeah,
y'all really like that episode.
That shit is hilarious because Kate and Barbara was talking about that episode. People are still talking about
the
episode.
Yes, because I was thankful that they wanted to come on because we wanted some insight. But Baby Boy just kind of played himself. So,
oh Lord,
it is what it is. So we just wanted to come on here and give y'all this episode. This is just to catch up. This is not how the season's going to be. We just wanted to say, hey.
Hey, y'all.
Debbie and hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
And my thing is.
Stop stealing our shit.
Oh, my God. Yes. Listen, I took the post down, but it did what it needed to do. First of all, when I post the TikTok videos, yes, I have taken these TikTok videos from someone else's, their personal TikTok page, but guess what I do? If I find their Instagram, I tag them. I give them their credit because it's not my work, right? But one thing I don't do is go to other podcasters' pages and take their stuff and post it on my page because a lot of y'all take our stuff and y'all don't even crop our name out of it. Like, how slow are you? And I take it personal because I put some thought behind it.
Yeah.
I put some thought behind it because I know a lot of people have said that they look forward to the funny TikTok videos that I find and my captions with it. So a lot of times I do that because I know people are watching their page and they're looking for it. And then y'all take our other stuff. Like, there's another podcast, Nothing's Off Limits. That's been in our theme song for the past 4 seasons, 5 seasons. Nothing is off limits. I'm just saying, do your own creativity because I don't go on no other podcasting page and take their stuff because that's your creativity and I'm going to respect you. That's like me going to Debbie's Meraki Cologne page, stealing a picture of her earrings and starting up me a jewelry line and posting the picture and it's got Meraki Cologne all over the mug. Make it make sense. Stop taking our stuff. Because like I always say, Debbie's the nice one. But I'm the mean one. I get active. And I don't be wanting to cuss nobody out, but y'all gotta put an end to it.
Right.
Y'all really got to find your own stuff.
Right. That's another thing that goes on our tier 4. You'll get discounts. So, cause Lo is working on some stuff. And of course, you know, I have my my website. You get discounts.
And also, Debbie's coming to OnlyFans, but her thing is going to be called Only Debbie because it's just going to be her. I'm directing and producing.
She's the only lie.
There is someone in the city here. He's my homie, but he is telling people we have an OnlyFans. I'm like, we don't have an OnlyFans. Like, anytime I drop a link on Facebook, like, y'all tune in, he like, OnlyFans? That's y'all OnlyFans link? Yeah. Like, no.
So, mind you, every time I'm, L'Oreal already know, if you, y'all are avid listeners, y'all know L'Oreal see me more than anybody.
I do.
I'm always somewhere naked.
I mean, just yesterday, she set the phone down, and I looked back at the phone, it was a whole breast. I was like, well, okay, that's a breast again. Jesus.
Oh, God.
I mean, I could do her, I could be her OBGYN at this point.
She probably could.
I could. Like, she's good to go. Like, she's good to go. But, yeah, so I'm excited about Patreon. We're still going to keep the YouTube up, but Patreon's just going to have some exclusive stuff that you have to subscribe. We've made it very, very cheap. So I pray that, you know, as we continue, you guys will latch on and subscribe and keep supporting the show, because it does take a little munties to do this thing. Internet. Keeping stuff, you know, we got to get some more. We need some platforms. More mics. Yeah, we need some more mics too, and all that good stuff. And we got some other stuff, but right now we're just gonna tell you about Patreon. The other stuff soon come, people. And shout out to our Facebook group. Shout out to Tyler, my little brother. Make sure y'all check out his website, Sports of Culture. He's like the Stephen A. Smith of South Carolina, and he has a podcast called Enough with the BS Podcast. He has turned our Facebook group out. And it is hilarious. It is hilarious.
Y'all know I pop in every now and then on this Sunday.
Right now, Debbie is holding it down. Listen, I'm gonna do better. This is my second time getting locked up this year.
Cause as y'all know, I am not active on social media at all. Mm-mm. Like Lo would be like, "You ain't posting shit," and then she's like, "But shit, you ain't even posting on your page."
Yeah, so I just like, I know. I can't even holler. Like, you ain't gonna know if Debbie get kidnapped or not, because she's just not on social media. Like, well, shit, she ain't been on Facebook in a year.
Yeah, like, I just don't, I'm not, like, I can't. I open it and scroll, but as far as be there for every comment, to get every reaction, to see, I can't do it. I don't have the fucking energy. And with this new team that I'm on, between the hours of 9 to motherfucking 6, I ain't got time to do shit.
And then 601, she ain't in the mood. And I get, but she's been holding it down since I've been in Facebook jail. Tyler is holding it down too. So I appreciate all y'all. I'll be home soon and everything. Because see, I like to stay interacting on social media, because I've noticed one thing. It's like, if I post a selfie on my regular Facebook page, I might get like 7 to 20 likes, right? I posted in my Facebook story, I got over 3,000 views. So what I do is I post like my selfies and getting the views up. Now all of a sudden, boom, Lucille's podcast. Subscribe. 3,000 views. You've seen it. So somebody gonna click on that link, because I can go in and see how many clicks the link got. Because I'm a number person. And so I be trying to figure out the algorithms and figure out, okay, so no likes here, but when I go put it in my stories, because y'all see selfies in there, boom, 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 and I just drop something about loose lips in there. So, but with me on social media, after 5 o'clock, I'm not on there. And on weekends, we off. So when y'all be tagging us and stuff on Instagram, I see it, but I'm off.
It's a guy. I'm going to have to reach back out to him. We had training. Remember, we had training this week, like 3-hour training that we having to do. Just so happened, the guy is talking, and we can put profile pictures up. I can look at him and tell that he has a podcast.
Okay.
So I got to get his information. Like, he has a podcast up here.
Okay.
He has a podcast in voice. Like, it's okay. So funny. I said, you sound like you got a podcast.
Right. Right. We just turn on the mics and just.
We go. Yeah.
But y'all have liked it over the years. So, hey, so we bite.
I think they like our balance. That's all it is.
Yes, we bite. We is bite. So, as always, you know where to find us. Facebook, Loose Lips Podcast, the page, and the group. Follow the page. Like it. If you want to join the group, come on in.
It's private, y'all.
It's private. But please believe it, you can get kicked out. A few of y'all have. Okay? Instagram, Loose Lips Pod, click that link in the bio, take you to everything Loose Lips. Once the Patreon pops off, that'll be in the link as well. If you have any questions, you want to access anything, want to drop a comment, DM us on the Instagram page, or you can send an email to looselipspodcast@gmail.com. Please remember, the lips is with two S's, people. If you just do one S, it's gonna go somewhere else. We is not gonna get it.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. And also, even though Debbie is not on social media like that, so if she gets kidnapped, we would not know in the least bit because she's never on social media. But her fall line for Meraki Cologne is about to drop soon in September.
First.
September 4th.
First.
That'll be first. Here soon. So make sure y'all look out for that. I have something in the... Huh?
It's September 1st.
That's why I said September 1st.
You said September
4th. I said the 4th? It's past my bedtime. It's past my bedtime. I do apologize. It's September 1st. I was past my bedtime. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. Prayers to the people in Louisiana. Yes. Ida has made downfall. Touchdown, whatever the word is. It's past my bedtime, people. So I apologize. But prayers to them. It's the anniversary of Katrina. I think it's the 16th year anniversary. Now they're having to go through this mess all again. I just really pray, like, the people who do have homeowners insurance, rental insurance, like your insurance company, we know y'all full of shit, but y'all really need to step up to the plate and help these people because a lot of people are going to lose their homes. It's going to take a lot to recover again, depending on this damage. Prayers to Nene Leeds. She came out today and said Greg is transitioning. He's dying from his cancer. So prayers to them. It's just sad. 2021 is... told 2020 to hold my beer.
Yeah.
But we're going to get through it. And hopefully you guys tune in to us and we can kind of take your mind off of things for about an hour or two without shenanigans. Because as always, we're ratchetly sophisticated.
Always.
Always.
You listen, if you ain't guaranteed nothing else, you're going to get a motherfucking laugh.
I mean, hey.
It's us.
And
if y'all just see us on an off day, like, we really need a cold camera.
I mean, Mona Scott, I mean, she don't want to listen to me. So, it is what it is. But thank you guys for tuning in. The second episode of this season will be coming soon, but we will be announcing when Patreon will be dropping, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Jesus, it's 10 o'clock. Anything else you want to add, Debbie?
Click on the link in my bio on the first.
Because after that, she will not listen. I might have to log into her page, like, buy this lip gloss now. Okay.
My final lip gloss, yes.
And whoever keeps trying to hack our Instagram page and my Instagram page, ain't nothing on there.
Oh,
stop.
Lord.
Ain't nothing on there. Get a life.
Find you something new.
Like, I got an email this morning, like, is this you? No, that's not me.
That's crazy.
Like, stop, people. I'm sick of trying to change these passwords. I be forgetting.
People are fucking weird.
Very. I be forgetting. But we appreciate you guys. Appreciate the love. It is seriously past our bedtime. And I got to get this episode up and ready for tomorrow. So until next time, stay ratchet. Stay sophisticated. Stay sophisticated. Nothing's off limits. Quit stealing our shit. Because some of y'all is in my city. Now I'll pop up on your ass.
No, I'm popping.
And that's on game.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang, gang. We'll holler.
One.
I'm so sick. I knew you were going to do this.
Hey. Low. Dip. Star. We back. Bitch, it's loose lips. No, we don't care about your tooth.